as follows. They both seek to clarify how decisions of courts and tribunals and teachings, comma, the two principal subsidiary means, we need to add the word subsidiary there, not derived from, but mentioned in Article 38, paragraph 1D of the Statute of the International Court of Justice, comma, are to be used, delete there as subsidiary means, and continue with the sentence with the modification proposed by Madame Ridings. I can reread it, Chair, if you. It's just streamlining the text. So it would read, they both seek to clarify how decisions of courts and tribunals and teachings, comma, the two principal subsidiary means mentioned in Article 38, paragraph 1D of the Statute of the International Court of Justice are to be used for the purpose of determining the existence and content of rules of international law. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Oyarzabal. Mr. Asada.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to support what Ms. Ridings proposed. And for the second proposal, I think the most problematic is